Welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio with Debbie Marcoux. Tune in as Debbie and Marla answer your toughest home financing questions about getting into the home of your dreams. Get ready to call Mortgage Mom Radio with your questions. 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. And now here's your host, the Mortgage Mom, Debbie Marcoux.
All right. Well, good morning.
Good morning is right.
That's right. So I am Debbie Marcoux. I am the Mortgage Mom. And as always, I've got another Mortgage Mom with me.
You do. It's me.
It's you.
Marla Geezer.
It's Marla Geezer. Anyway, so we are Mortgage Mom Radio. We are here. We are on Go Country every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on the Go Country 105.
105.
105. We are also a podcast, so if you guys want to listen.
We're not a podcast. We have a podcast.
We have a podcast. But so if you'd like to actually listen to the podcast, please feel free to go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com. You can click on podcast. You can listen to all of our previous episodes. You can also find us on iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn, Stitcher, Alexa. So if you enable your skills with Alexa, you can actually say, Alexa, play Mortgage Mom Radio podcast.
You know, every time you say that, it always cracks me up. It's like you have to enable your skills. You know, if you could just put that out there to everybody in the world, can you please just enable your skills right now?
Exactly. You know, we need to start using that with the kids.
Yes.
Manny, would you enable those skills right now?
I'm totally going to use that. I mean, with coming back to school, you know, school starting in a month.
It is.
Like less than a month.
I know.
Oh my goodness. I'm going to do that. Yeah. I'm actually going to have something stitched onto their backpacks.
Yeah, that says enable your skills.
Enable your skills.
I love it. Well, you know, my other favorite thing too with the kids is that they'll be telling me something and I'm like, no, but mom, but no, but you don't understand. This is exactly what happens and this is why we should do it. And I always say, I'll file that opinion.
Yeah. But
yeah,
but,
I'll file it right up there, right upstairs in my filing cabinet that's never going to get opened up again.
I do that too. I'm be like, note taken.
Totally.
I have that one.
Totally. So what do we do here at Mortgage Mom Radio? We haven't talked about it in a while. If you've listened to us before, we love you. If you've never listened before, we're going to give you a quick recap.
We're going to love you.
You're
going to love us, actually.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So we are moms and we're full-time moms. We are full-time workers. We are loan officers. We truly do loans start to finish. We close you up. If you work with us, you give us a call. We are going to help you. We are going to be the people that you are in touch with. But we are juggling. We are juggling kids. We are juggling work. We're juggling it all. And so we've got a lot of opinions. We have a lot of very strong opinions, you know, but we're actually really, really good at what we do as well. And I think that sometimes being a mom, because you've got to keep that under control at home, makes you even better at the work, at the office.
It does. It helps us control everybody else and help them enable their skills.
Exactly. Yeah, enable their skills. Exactly. Yes. I love it. So we are going to very, very quickly get our compliance out of the way because that
Let's
is something that we need to do.
So are you going to do it today? I think you should do
you
it.
You think I should do
I'm
it today?
I'm going to start it.
Yeah. All right.
You
start.
Finish, okay?
All right. Go.
So I am Marla Geezer. Some of you might be able to find me under there as Marla Geezer because that's the only name that you'll be able to find. My NMLS is 669357. And take it away, Deb.
All right. Well, I am Debbie Marcoux, Deborah Lynn Marcoux. I believe you can find me under both of those names. My NMLS ID is 237926. And both Marla and I are licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act.
Boom.
Boom. I did
it. Everybody. And like I say all the time, there it is.
There it is. There it is. All right. So what are we talking about today? We've got lots to go over here in the show. We've got a great news article that we're going to go through. You know, we're trying to pick out things that we're reading. And, you know, as someone that is out there that is listening to the show, you guys aren't necessarily totally up to date with everything that is happening in the real estate world, the mortgage world, why certain things are happening. Why are you hearing all of these crazy acronyms? So we've decided to kind of revamp the show a little bit. And we're going to start pulling articles that we find are very informative or just kind of a hot topic to discuss.
Right.
And then we're going to go through those. So we've got some news coming up here. We'll do that in the second break. You know, we're going to take calls. So anybody that's out there listening that would like to give us a call and ask us questions, that's always open to you guys every single show that we have. So feel free to call us. It's 844-935-3634. We're going to probably do an interview as well. So, you know, we'll get get somebody on the phone.
We're going to knock it all out. And hey, and if you guys are the type of people that want to go on social media, go on there right now. Go to Facebook, go to Mortgage Mom Radio, and like our page right now, and then start commenting. You can ask us a question right there today.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So you can send us messages through Facebook. You can text us. Text the word mom to 474747.
Or 347s.
Or 347s. That's right. Text the word mom. Okay. Also, we have our backpack drive.
Backpack drive.
Right. It's kind of a big deal.
It is a big deal.
It is.
It is. And this one's kind of like near and dear to our hearts. Just because we are moms, we know what it is and what is entailed in getting a kid back to school. And can you imagine some of the kids out there that don't have a mom and dad that are there helping them through that?
Mm-hmm.
And so we've kind of, you know, we took this one to our hearts, and we want to help all the kids that are in, you know, a lot of kids. I mean, I don't think we're going to help all of them, but
no.
We're going to do our darndest to try.
Yeah. Yep. And yep. No. And we need to make this big. We're asking all of you for help. From July the 30th through August the 4th, we're going to be collecting donations from you. If you go to our Facebook page, you can actually see a list. I made a post. And then there's a picture that actually has the list. We are focusing on those older kids that very often get forgotten. You know, we want to get everybody all of the kids a good start to the year. I mean, you think about your kids and you go shopping with them and you know, take them to the store and they get some new spiffy duds and, you know, they get a new backpack and they get a new lunch bag and, you know, they've got all of their new mechanical pencils in their pencil box and, you know, everything that they need to just have a good first day of school and get off on the right start. And these kids, like Marla said, don't have a mom and dad. They're in foster care. There are so many parents out there that have taken them in that are fantastic people.
Mm-hmm.
But let's face it, I mean, it's not something that they're necessarily getting everything that, you know, your own child might get and need. So that is what our goal is with this backpack drive. We want everybody to help us. But again, go to Facebook. You can see the post that I did with the list of items that we need. We're going to be collecting donations at our office. Addresses for our office is on our Facebook page. Just type in Mortgage Mom Radio. If you forget the radio, you won't get the right people. You will not get the right mortgage mom. They're not the ones doing the backpack drive. We have partnered with DCFS to make sure that the kids that are in foster care are the ones that are going to get all of these supplies, these backpacks, these lunch bags,
yep,
folders, pencils, you name it, calculators. So please go to the Facebook page. You'll see our address from July the 30th through August the 4th. We will be collecting those donations. You are more than welcome to stop by our office. We are here in Stevenson Ranch. We'd love for you to bring in the items, drop them off, meet us, take a picture with us. We want to thank you personally for doing that. If you can't make it out to Stevenson Ranch, we get it. You guys are listening to our show, San Bernardino, Riverside, Ventura, Orange County. We're not necessarily right in the middle of Los Angeles.
Right.
So if you want to mail us stuff, I mean, go on Amazon, pick a couple things and ship it to us. It'll be
absolutely
here in a day.
Absolutely.
You can get our address right from the Facebook page. You can get our address right from our website. But we are right in Stevenson Ranch. So, you know, please, please, please. Help, help, help. That's all we want you guys to do. Text the word mom to 474747. That way you can opt into our texting. And when, you know, like for example, last week we sent out a text message that said, you know, we're going to be live tomorrow morning on Facebook. You're only going to get 2 text messages a month, which is nothing. It's not going to kill you. We're not going to spam you. We're not going to overdo you. But in that email, it actually said, if you'd like more information, you know, text back, help the kids. I want you guys to know that if that's what you want, text the word mom to 474747 and literally wait for our response, and then you can text back again right to that text message and say, help the kids. We will email you back and we'll text you back. We'll get your information and we'll get you more direction in email if that is more comfortable for you. So anything that you guys can do that, you know, to help, it would be an amazing thing.
Amazing. And we're saying this from the bottom of our hearts. We are doing a major call to action to everybody who's listening right now. Please, please help us out. Help bring those supplies in there. And they don't need just the school supplies. School supplies is obviously a key piece, but they're also needing things like deodorant and hair ties, things that kids need on a daily basis. They need those things. And so any help that you can do is just beyond gratefully appreciated.
It is. So we're going to actually get into the news here in a minute, but we want to take a phone call first.
Okay.
So let's take that call. I believe it's Crystal from La Habra. And then after that call.
It's a fancy city. La Habra.
I love
it's like
it.
Sexy.
Yes. Anyway, can you say sexy on air?
I just did.
Don't hit the dump button, Val.
Don't do it, Val.
Don't do it. It's just the word.
I put a Y at the end of it.
It's all good. I don't think it's a dirty word. Yeah. Anyway, so let's take this call from La Habra. Mm-hmm. And how can we help you this morning?
So I was calling because my husband and I would really want to buy a house. But unfortunately, he was laid off of work a few years ago. And so we kind of got ourselves in a little bit of debt. And so we had to file bankruptcy last year and the beginning of last year. And so now we're just trying to get ourselves back, on track. And, we really want to buy a house. We've been renting for over 30 years. And we just really, really want to
get you there. Yeah, we need to make you guys homeowners.
Yeah.
So, okay. So let me ask you a question. You said that you filed for bankruptcy early last year. When was it actually discharged?
I want to say April of last year.
Okay. That's fantastic. So with FHA, you only need 1 year with a bankruptcy as long as it is extenuating circumstances. A lot of people don't really understand what extenuating circumstances means. So for example, if you went through a divorce, people think, oh my goodness, that was extenuating. FHA doesn't actually look at that as an extenuating circumstance. But some of the things that are included in that would be loss of a job, like what you guys
experienced.
Big medical bills, somebody got really hurt, someone passed away. But in your situation, you lost a job. So I'm assuming that was at least a minimum of 30% of your household income?
Yes. Yeah.
So that's going to actually qualify you for those extenuating circumstances and let you buy a home within a year after your bankruptcy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Now with FHA, it's 3.5% down, which is really nice. Depending on where your credit score is at today, that's another piece of the puzzle. We'd really have to see your whole situation. You'd want to apply on our website, let us take a look at your loan and, run the decision through the computer system. But depending on all of those different circumstances, there could even be some down payment assistance that would be available to you we could even help you with that down payment and even some of those closing costs. So it's just going to depend. Now, are you familiar at all with your credit score?
I am. I go on Credit Karma a lot.
Good girl.
I'm probably close to 700. I've been trying to get my credit score back up there. Now, my husband, on the other hand, I don't know what his is.
Okay.
But I am, so I'm really working on mine. I'm trying to, keep my credit score as close to 700, if not more, but I'm working on it slowly.
Perfect. So we say it all the time in every single show, but our goal here at Mortgage Mom Radio is to make sure that we never tell anybody no. We want to, even if today it won't work, we want to give you that plan, that path of assistance to get you to homeownership. So what we do is we'll start with that application. If you go on our website and you apply online, that's going to give us permission to pull your credit report. Once we pull the credit report, we'll see yours, which your credit score sounds like it's fantastic. That's great. We'll see where your husband's credit is. If we need to do a little bit of work with him before we can get that decision to give us an approve, we'll give you, we'll tell you what to do there. Sometimes it's just as easy as paying something down or paying something off, and it will move the credit score very quickly. Other times it's just time that you need. And sometimes working with a credit repair company will actually get you there, within 3 or 4 months if there's things that can be cleaned up fairly quickly.
Okay.
So we'll look at all of that for you, and we'll definitely tell you what your best options are. And as far as I'm concerned, if your husband's in the same boat as you as far as credit, and you guys had those extenuating circumstances, and we can prove those, then there's a very good chance that we could get you into a home fairly quickly.
Okay. Wow, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
I'm just my husband's he's going to be 56 and I'm going to be 46. So we're kind of really, really wanting to be able to pass something down. We have twin 20-year-old daughters that are going to college, and, we're trying to just kind of do something good for them too, to give them something in the future and stuff like that. And so I'm just tired of renting. Renting has just been, just so crazy that, we're putting, our money into renting.
Yeah. You're paying for somebody else. Yeah. You're paying for somebody else's retirement and somebody else's kids that are going to inherit that home instead of taking care of yourself. So no, we definitely need to get you there. The easiest way for you to do it is from mortgagemomradio.com. You can go, you'll see the apply button right up in the right hand corner. It's in red and you can do it there right from a computer. If you're not a computer person, you don't like to open up the computer, you can do it right from your phone. You can go to Safari and you can type in mortgagemomradio.com. There's, you know, it'll actually let you do it from the phone. And you can even do it from our phone app. So if you text the word mom to 474747, it will send you the link and you can actually
save that. That's how I found you.
Oh, good.
I was listening to you guys on the radio this morning when I was taking my daughter to work. And I was just like, oh my gosh. So I texted it and then I got your link and then I put my name and stuff in there. And then you guys call me back. So that's how I heard you. So I was listening to you guys on the radio this morning.
Oh, awesome. Well, we love that. We love that. So, you know, definitely download the phone app if you like to do things from your phone. And you can even listen to our podcast. You can go back and you can hear. We've got every episode on there that we've done. And we talk about a lot of things like we're talking to you about. I mean, we talk about FHA loans, USDA, conventional, bankruptcies, credit. You know, if you go through all of those different things. So there's the podcast link on the phone app. You can do the application on the phone app. You can contact us. It'll say email us, call us. So it's really a nice tool to have on your phone. But you can find us really anywhere. If you get to the website and you do that loan application, you'll hear back from us on Monday. We'll start working through it and you know, we'll become fast friends.
Awesome. That sounds great. I'm so excited to tell my husband that, you know, because we thought, you know, we heard that we had to wait like 3 years and everything else. So I've just been trying to, like, you know, put away a savings that, you know, to get us into a house in 3 years. But, you know, I mean, that would be even great if we could, like, start something, because our lease comes up in February, which I know we won't probably have a house by then. But I just, you know, I just love to look forward to something besides, you know, renting and signing another year lease here at this place.
I think we can definitely get you there by next February for sure. We might even be able to do it sooner. We'll just take a look at your application and we'll start working through it, and then we'll be in touch.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for giving me a call back. I appreciate it. And I'm excited to talk to my husband about this, and we'll go from there.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you so much, Crystal. We appreciate it. All right.
Thank you so much, ladies. Have a good day.
All right. You too. All right, so we'll see you guys right after the break, and we'll be right back.
Yay!
We'll be right back with more answers about finding the best rates and getting you financed on Mortgage Mom Radio.
Mortgage Mom Radio here. Guess what time it is? It is back to school time. And what does that mean? That means that there are a lot of kids that don't have what they need. So what are we doing here at Mortgage Mom Radio? We are doing a backpack drive.
We are coupling with DCFS of Los Angeles County, and we'll be collecting items from July 30th to August 4th, collecting anything from school supplies, books, games, hygiene, and collecting it here in our office and putting together bags.
Help us. Help donate. Get everything that you need all rolled into one. It's 844-935-3634. Text the word mom to 474747 and we will get you our address. We'll get you that list of items that we need for these very, very unfortunate kids that could really use your help. We all know how expensive that they are. We've all got kids and we all know how big that back to school day is. So let's send them off to school, make them proud, make them feel good with a new backpack and all of the supplies that they need. Please call us. Please help. Please donate to your community. 844-935-3634 and we'll talk to y'all real soon.
It's Mortgage Mom Radio, answering your toughest questions on the home purchase process at 844-WE-LEND-4-U. That's 844-935-3634. And now here's Debbie Marcoux.
All right, well, and welcome back. Thank you so much for listening. This is Mortgage Mom Radio, and I'm Debbie Marcoux.
And I'm Marley Geezer.
There she is.
There I am.
There it is.
You can't see me right now, but I'm right here.
You can't. Anyway, that was such a great call, Marla.
Amazing. Thank you, Crystal, so much from La Habra.
Yes. No, that was absolutely. Those are the calls that we want. Those are the things that we need. We want everybody that's out there listening to know that you can call too. You know, everybody's learning something. I guarantee you that everyone listening had no idea that with extenuating circumstances and a bankruptcy that you can buy after 1 year of discharge from that bankruptcy.
Well, they all know now.
They all know now, and that is why we do this show. I mean, we just want to educate. We want to bring that to everybody's attention. So please, if you guys are out there and you're listening, you want to give us a call, it's 844-935-3634. Send us those text messages. Text the word MOM to 474747. You can absolutely ask us your questions that way. Just text the word MOM first. Wait for our response, and then you can go ahead and start sending us messages and questions. And now... it is the morning news with Mortgage Mom Radio on channel 105. Go.
I love it. Totally love it. That was awesome.
Was that good?
That was good.
I totally,
and
you
now
do
I feel
know.
Like I need to be like, well, what's a famous newscaster?
Well, I got to tell you. So when I was in high school
uh-huh.
and even started college, my original goal was that I wanted to be on channel 5 in the newscopter. I wanted to be a news anchor, but I wanted
to be... telling the traffic?
I wanted to be in the newscopter. Like, what was her name back then? It was Jennifer something in the newscopter. I just cannot even remember it at
this
point.
I can't even think of one news person right now.
Oh, no, she was
awesome. The only one that's coming into my head is
Dan
Rather.
KTLA, if you guys are out there listening, she used to do cartwheels down the runway. I mean, it was, like, absolutely amazing. I really wanted to start there, do that, be in the helicopter, and then I eventually wanted to be a news anchor. Like, that was what... I wanted to do with life, and now I'm a mortgage loan officer, and I'm.
So you went the right path. I mean,
it was all good. Okay, so let's get back to the news. Yes. Here we go. Okay. Channel 105 Mortgage Mom Radio.
Here we go.
Reporting live.
So I found a really really good article on the Mortgage Reports. This particular webpage has a lot of great ones, and this one I really
enjoyed.
Enjoyed.
Okay. Well, all right.
I don't know if sure enjoyed was the word, but I took a liking to it.
You didn't get totally excited.
Yes. So it was avoid mortgage pre-approval shaming.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So basically it is mortgage pre-approval.
Shame on you.
Shame on you.
Okay.
Could you see me doing that? I'm clapping my hands.
Well,
I'm,
it's like, you know, when you're looking at your kid and you're shaking your finger, shame on you for doing that. You have a timeout in the corner.
They would laugh at me right now if I said that.
I know. I look at Zeke all the time. I'm like, you want a timeout? Do you want a timeout? And he just like looks at me and runs. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
He's like, yes. Is it timeout with toys?
He is definitely my most untamed child, if that is a word.
I think Manny is pretty close second there.
Yeah, he was. But, you know, okay, off topic, but like I have three boys, right?
Yes.
Okay. Boy, and you have two boys. You get it. But boys are crazy. Like my kids are nuts compared to my sister's kids that are girls.
Boys?
Absolutely off the rails, totally insane, different. Now, mind you, I see these girls now who are teenagers like Manny and, you know, Mikey, and I will take Manny and Mikey all day long over my sister's daughters. But when they were babies,
it was different.
It was totally different. And now I've got that baby.
They were calm and they'd, you know,
oh my goodness. No, they would sit there and they would like color and they'd play with their dolls and they'd do whatever. And my kids would just be jumping off couches, landing on their heads. You're hoping to catch them by an ankle before they break their neck.
Yep.
You know, anything and everything that they could possibly do to have hurt themselves happened. And so now I've got the two teenagers that just have attitudes, which is okay. I can deal with an attitude. And then I've got this little one that's right back at it. And I'm 41, like with a 2-year-old.
Are you tired?
I am not tired. He is keeping me on my toes and he is keeping me active and busy. But as soon as you said that shaming, like all I could think was like, I'm putting you on timeout. Timeout's a big deal in our house right now.
Oh. Yeah. My younger one, every time I would say you're going to go to a timeout, he'd be like, yay. And he would just laugh. And I'm like, this is not working.
That worked. Yeah. All right. Back to the news. Okay.
Back to the news. Right. Okay. So mortgage pre-approval. Don't embarrass yourself. That is the key thing of this article. So basically it's saying, you know, before you go out and shop for a home, go and get a pre-approval. What is the pre-approval, everybody? So a pre-approval tells you what price range you can afford. That, you know, these are some of the key things. It gets a realtor and a seller will not, nobody's going to take you seriously until you have that full pre-approval. So basically this article is talking about John and Linda. Linda, listen. That's...
Linda,
it doesn't say that in the
Linda,
article,
listen,
everybody.
Listen.
But it should be saying that in the article because John and Linda did not listen.
Uh huh.
And they decided to go and start their home search
without
a
pre-approval. Okay.
And what do you think happened?
Well, they didn't get their offer accepted.
Boom.
Okay, but
correct
not only
answer.
That, I guarantee you that there was more to it. They probably fell in love with the home, and they were probably absolutely heartbroken when they didn't get the property because they didn't take the proper steps moving forward to get the pre-approval done first.
And that's the key thing there. They did not take the proper steps because you know what they did? They assumed.
Right.
They thought, I have great credit. We make good money.
Right.
And they just said, you know what? Let's go out and find the house. We're going to fall in love with it. They fell in love with it. And what
it's not a car, guys. It's not a car. You're not going on to the car dealership where they're going to search 15 lenders all at one time and find the one that's willing to give you the loan. I mean, and in this situation, I mean, they probably had perfect credit and all of those things were probably perfect, but maybe the income didn't work out or the down payment wasn't what it needed to be. You don't know what those situations are.
That's exactly what happened in this article. It's that
okay, tell
us. They assumed, Linda. They assumed, and Linda just assumed that her credit was impeccable and that they had this income, but they didn't take into account that, well, there was some stuff that might have popped up.
Right.
So they didn't have as impeccable credit as they thought. They didn't take into consideration that John had just recently changed his position from a salary to a self-employed business owner.
Right.
You know?
Well, and hey, everybody out there listening, even if you're working for the same company and you are not self-employed, but you go from, you know, a salary to a commissioned job, which we see a lot of, because commission guys, hello, you make a lot more money than you do the salary person. Right? So it's always a lot of times the goal is to be able to get to that place. Commission can be scary because you're living off of commission and you don't get paid unless you close your sales. But that's where the money is. And so a lot of people will start somewhere and they'll work up until they understand the position enough that they're fully able and educated enough to go out there and make those sales.
Yep.
And they know they're going to make more money. But hey, guess what? You need 2 years of commissioned income for us to take an average to be able to qualify you. So there's so many things that you don't know that you think that you can do.
Right. And unfortunately, John and Linda, they fell in love with the house. They did not get their offer accepted. And then once they actually did to take the time to find out what they qualified for, because he went from salary to self-employed and because there was a couple little things on their credit report, what they could actually qualify for ended up being almost 80%
less
than what
they wanted to buy.
So, the moral of the story, I mean, the end of the story is, you know, don't get yourself embarrassed. It's that would be embarrassing that you fell in love with this house, you know, and it's embarrassing not only for you as the buyer, but it's embarrassing for your realtor too, who took you out and looked at this house and, you know, and at the end of the day, you couldn't do anything about
it. Well, okay, wait a minute, stop though. What realtor is actually going to put you in their car and show you property without a pre-approval?
Well, according to this article, they had one that did that. So maybe
shame on that real estate agent. Yeah, I mean, you know, we've had some really great interviews. We've had Mike Bjorkman on. We've had Veronica Dasner on. We'll have more of them come in. We've had Danielle Whitney in the past. We've had a lot of really great, I think, Andrew Jevin. We've had Casey Tavall. I mean, we've had a ton of really great real estate agents on, and I can tell you that not one of those realtors put you in their car and shown you property without knowing that you could qualify to buy the house first.
Right.
You know, you need to talk to a lender. So here, I want to know though about this article, because I didn't read it. I let you do it. You're doing the news. And I'm just commenting around what I'm hearing you say.
A lot of commenting.
I do a lot of commenting. That's just who I am. And you can ask my kids. They're like, ugh, Mom, stop. Anyway, so do they talk at all about the loan officer that does the pre-approvals without actually gathering documentation? Because that's one of my favorites.
It didn't. It really didn't.
It
actually, and this is one thing that I think we're kind of a different animal about, because it talks about in here is getting pre-qualified.
Right.
Doing that, going and talking to a lender and doing these pre-qualifications. You want to have a loan officer reviewing all of your documents, but why stop there? You need to get the full loan approval. You want an underwriter looking at it.
Right. So just to kind of back up and so that everybody can understand where I was going with that, is that many, many times, I can't even tell you how many, you think that you are doing the right thing. You are calling a loan officer, you are calling a mortgage company or your bank, and you are saying, I want to be pre-approved. You're doing the right thing. You're making the right call. And they're asking you, the loan officer is saying, go to our website, apply for the loan. Here's the paperwork that I would need to have. And the loan officer is, again, look at my air quotes that you can't see me doing here in the studio, but they are looking, the loan officer is looking at your documentation, at your application, and pulling your credit report.
Yep.
And I cannot tell you how many times that loan officers make mistakes. That is me and Marla included. We are all humans. We are loan officers. We are salespeople. Our job is to sell your loan to an underwriter. And I know that people don't really understand how that works, but when you work with somebody that's really good, we are going to create a story around your file. It is going to be beautifully packaged with a bow, and it is going to go to the underwriter who is going to stamp the approval. So if your loan officer is giving you, handing you a pre-approval letter, and they have not sent your file to the underwriter to review, you are not pre-approved. You are pre-qualified.
There's a huge difference.
Big difference. You get the letter in the mail from your credit card company that says, congratulations, you're pre-qualified for a credit card. And then you go on there and you apply and you're all excited. I'm getting a credit card.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, it's like, declined.
Well, I actually had a client. I don't know how it was a few years back, and we were talking about pre-approval and pre-qualification, and they actually said, well, you know what? I'd rather have an A for approval than a Q, because a Q is not even on the register.
Right.
So absolutely. I mean, I thought it was kind of cute that the client said that. I was like, yes, you want an A.
Can we make you our spokesperson?
Right. So, I mean, at the end of the day, this article is basically telling you, make a plan to succeed.
Yeah.
Don't make a plan to fail. If you go out there and you're going to, like John and Linda did, they just assumed, and you know what happens when you assume, people.
Yeah, it doesn't happen.
I can't say that on air. I've already probably said too much, but...
Yeah.
You need to make a plan. So get yourself pre-approved. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be ashamed. Don't be like John and Linda. And if John and Linda are true, real people out there, not just made up people for the article, shame on you.
Yeah, no, I guarantee you that they weren't. I mean, you know, the people that are writing these articles, the reason that we like this website so much is that a lot of the people that are writing these reports, some of them are loan officers, some of them are just part of the mortgage industry in some way. You know, they're behind the scenes working for mortgage companies. But a lot of the information is really great information, and it is current news and things that should happen. There's another news article on there that I'd love to get into. Maybe we'll do it next week, where it's about purchasing a home so that you can rent it on Airbnb. There is a lot around Airbnb or VRBO, all of those things. I think that's a really, again, a hot topic, like I like to say, at the mall. Yeah. Hot topic at the mall. I'm going in there to get the trendy stuff. But, you know, it is a hot topic though right now, and a lot of people are doing it, and it is a really great income stream. But there's a lot of mortgage rules around buying a home and then renting it on VRBO or Airbnb, if that is where the income is coming from. So I think that that would be an excellent place for us to go into that news article and, you know, talk about that a little bit, what you should be looking for, what kind of properties are actually going to rent, rent well for Airbnb or for VRBO.
We need to find somebody
those.
Who's successfully doing the Airbnb.
We actually have a couple of clients that we've closed some loans with recently, so I think that we'll actually give them, maybe we'll bring one of them in next week, and we'll have them talk a little bit about their experiences with it. I think that would be great.
Yes.
But there is a lot behind it. Excuse me. There is a lot behind it with you know, the mortgage financing and, you know, being able to qualify using that income. And then on top of that, it is just such a great thing. A lot of people really do like it, and they're using it, and it is working. But I think that it's very, very important to know, where does it work? What kind of property does it work for? So that you're making sure that when you're doing this as an investment to make this happen, that you're doing it in the right place. It really is very, very important to be location-wise. So anyway, that we'll get into that too. I love this news section that we're doing. I think it's fantastic. Yeah. If anybody that's out there that's listening wants to call, wants to ask questions, it's 844-935-3634. How do you get a hold of us at Mortgage Mom Radio? Well, that's how. That's the same telephone number that you reach us at all week long. You can always text the word mom to 474747. You can go to our Facebook page. You can send us a message there. Very, very easy. All of our contact information, of course, is on our Facebook page. You go to our website. Our website has so many tools that you couldn't.
All the tools.
It has every tool you could possibly think of. I mean, from, you know, if you want an insurance quote, you want a rate quote, you want to know more about getting, you know, doing a purchase, you want a real estate agent to contact you. We have every single person and tool in our arsenal that you could possibly think of. We have real estate agents on our teams. We've got you know, all the different loan officers that work on our team are specializing in a different place in the field. Some of them down payment assistance, some of them jumbo, some of them USDA. You know, they all have a piece, reverse mortgage, renovation financing. Of course, Marla and I know it all. But but we of course, we know it all. We're moms. Moms right. know everything.
Pat on the back.
We know everything. We're never wrong. But no, but we've got just about everything you could think of. And our website is the same way. I mean, we've got YouTube videos about all of the different kinds of loans that you can watch those videos. They're very instructional. You've got our podcast that you can go back and you can listen to hear different things like the call this morning from Crystal, or, you know, us talking about the pre-approval or the down payment assistance or the bankruptcy. I mean, we hit so many things just in one call, and that's how all of our shows are. So go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com, explore, go to the about/events. You could come out to one of our next workshops. Our workshops are amazing. Not only are you learning everything that you need to know about the process from start to finish in buying a home, but you get to drink some wine, you get to eat some appetizers, you get to meet us, you get to play games. Go Country is always fantastic at giving us tickets to give away at those events. So we've always got some sort of concert tickets that we can give away. So you're getting a lot out of it for your money, and you're leaving with education. There are workshops like these that we do that will cost you upwards of $10,000. I mean, we had somebody come out to one of our workshops and she was like, I learned more from you guys today from this, you know, workshop or something that it was that she went and she did that she like drained her savings account to go be part of. We're teaching you guys everything that you need to know. And
I remember that lady.
Yeah, it was very,
very sad.
And we've had many, many people come out and say, oh my goodness, I paid $1,000 to go to one that was just like this. So, you know, come out and learn. We want you to do that. We're making it, you know, affordable. You got to remember that we're, you know, at a winery. We're having wine. We're having appetizers. We're there for the day. We've got a credit specialist that's coming out for you. We've got an escrow company that comes out and explains what escrow is. You know, we've got insurance agents there. We've got home inspectors there. We've got just about everything you could possibly need. And we've got all of these people all coming together to create this day for you. So, you know, we keep the cost as absolutely inexpensive as possible, for you guys to do those workshops. So go to the website, mortgagemomradio.com, click on the about/us, find all of the tools, find all of the videos. We've got another drop down that says free tools, and you could literally get a car insurance quote if you need one. It's pretty much anything that you can need. So we're going to go to a quick break. We'll be right back. If you want to call us, give us a call, 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. That is the number 4. Or send us a text. Text the word MOM to 474747, and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more answers about finding the best rates and getting you financed on Mortgage Mom Radio.
Every single show, we're always talking about how you can't trust what you hear on TV. Everybody's interest rate is different. The only way to know for sure what they're going to get, and they're never going to hear us spew out a number or an APR, is to actually get a rate quote. Well, what's the best way to do that now? Our brand new website.
I love our new website.
I do too. And they can get a customized rate quote that is specific to them. They're going to hear back from one of us at Mortgage Mom Radio, and we're going to give them something that is customized to them that they can count on. That's probably my favorite part of the new website.
I absolutely love it.
Do you have any idea how much time that took to put that together?
If I have to hear you in your office complaining about it anymore, I was going to pull my hair out.
Look at the rate quote that you can get.
I love everything.
MortgageMomRadio.com.
Yep. Don't forget the radio. Get on there. Jump on there. Punch in all of your information.
Okay, but wait. We're not done. Let's talk about all the rest of the... Like, I worked really hard on this website. You have no idea. Do you know how many free tools we've put on there? I mean, we have got every tool under the sun. You want to know how much you're going to qualify for? You want to search for homes?
You even put on there home insurance.
Yes. Yes.
Come on. You need to jump on this website.
Every free tool that you could possibly think of, everything that you could possibly need, including applying for your loan, is on the website. So you have to. It's mortgagemomradio.com. You've got to check it out. Send us a message. Just let us know what you think. Tell us how you feel.
Now that the website's done, what are you going to do with all your free time?
Well, I think I might just plan a workshop. Mortgage Mom Radio here. Guess what time it is? It is back to school time. And what does that mean? That means that there are a lot of kids that don't have what they need. So what are we doing here at Mortgage Mom Radio? We are doing a backpack drive.
We are coupling with DCFS of Los Angeles County, and we'll be collecting items from July 30th to August 4th, collecting anything from school supplies, books, games, hygiene, and collecting it here in our office and putting together bags.
Help us. Help donate. Get everything that you need all rolled into one. It's 844-935-3634. Text the word MOM to 474747, and we will get you our address. We'll get you that list of items that we need for these very, very unfortunate kids that could really use your help. We all know how expensive that they are. We've all got kids, and we all know how big that back to school day is. So let's send them off to school, make them proud, make them feel good with a new backpack and all of the supplies that they need. Please call us. Please help. Please donate to your community. 844-935-3634, and we'll talk to y'all real soon.
Welcome back to Mortgage Mom Radio with Debbie Marcoux. Let us help you get through problem situations, navigate brokers and agents, and arrive at the best result in your home purchase process. 844-935-3634. 844-935-3634. And now, here's Debbie.
All right, well, welcome back, and thank you so much for listening. This is Mortgage Mom Radio, and I'm Debbie Marcoux, and as always, I've got my my friend over here, Marla Geezer.
That's me.
That's you. And there she is.
And there she is.
So we wanted to do something kind of fun. We talked about it during the break.
I want to do something fun.
Yeah, yeah, but we talked about it during the break. We're like, you know, do we want to keep going mortgage, mortgage, mortgage? We've done a lot of that this morning.
Blah, blah,
blah. Blah, 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 blah. It gets really boring after sometimes. but, you know, you guys listen to the show. We appreciate that so much. You have no idea. We absolutely love it. But we kind of realized that you guys don't really know who we are.
Yeah.
You don't really know who, you know, who Debbie is. We did a little small interview with Marla back about a month ago, maybe. I think it's been.
Yeah.
Maybe 3 weeks ago.
We got sidetracked really easy. We get
very sidetracked. So we'll actually go back and we'll do Marla. Maybe we'll do Marla next week. But she decided she wants to interview me so that you guys can get to know who I am.
Alrighty.
So let's do this. Oh, and if you guys are listening, you want to call, you want to ask questions, of course. We are more than happy to do that.
Call right now and ask an embarrassing question.
Ask me,
Debbie,
that would be fun. Definitely ask me an embarrassing question. I think that'd be hilarious. 844-935-3634. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, we'll go. Alrighty. I'm ready. Okay. Let's check out your interview skills.
Let's just start off from the beginning.
Yeah.
Can we get your full name?
Deborah Lynn Marcoux.
Awesome. I love it.
Deborah Lynn Arambosich Marcoux.
Ooh.
Deborah Lynn Arambosich Zermano Marcoux.
Wow.
That was the order that it went in, because I was married and then got divorced and then got remarried. So
how long ago was it that you got divorced?
We split in 07 and we were officially divorced in 09.
You and Juan were together for a long time.
Very long time. We started dating when I was 16. I knew him from eighth grade. And we got married. I was 19. So wow. I was very young, which is where my my idea of being a newscaster kind of went out the door. But that was okay. We got married. We were very, very young. We got into real estate. That's how I got into real estate. I started actually when I was 16 working for my parents at their office. They were real estate agents. And I thought at 17, gosh, this would be a really great way for me to put myself through college, because I knew that there wasn't going to be any funding for college. So I thought I could be a real estate agent and I could make commissions and I could pay my way through school.
Pay your way through school.
That's what I thought. So I actually started taking classes at the junior college when I was in, I think it was junior year. And I was 16, 17 years old. I was taking classes. And by the time I wasn't even 18 yet, but I went downtown and took my test and passed my real estate exam. And they would not send me my license until my 18th birthday.
Wow.
They're so
strict.
They were very strict. You have to be 18.
I don't think even in today's area, like they wouldn't even let you take the test today unless
right.
you were 18.
Right. Absolutely. So
you were special.
Yeah. No, I was very special. So I just started working as my parents' buyer's agent, and Juan was working with me. He got his real estate license as well. So we were this just really super cute little couple that was out there making it happen. I mean, we were actually selling homes, and my mom was absolutely shocked that somebody would write an offer with me at 18 years old and sit down and do the contract and let me show them properties. But when you grow up in a house like that, and they've been doing that your whole life, and that's all of the conversation around the table and in the home, and every time you get grounded, which was quite often for me, you're forced to go to the office and help them because...
Were you a bad girl?
I wasn't bad. My mom was just really strict. So if I did anything wrong...
I could see you being maybe a little mouthy to your mom.
No, actually I wasn't. She would have slapped me right across the face. Like,
okay.
No, I really wasn't. It was things like, you know, she would say no, and then I'd sneak out of the house to do it anyway. So I would get caught a lot.
So you weren't very sneaky then.
I was horrible. I was the worst horrible sneaky person ever. I got caught every time.
Make note of this, Manny. Make note.
I got caught every single time. And, you know, they brought me to work because they didn't trust leaving me home because they knew that if they said you can't talk on the phone, because back then there were no cell phones, you know, that I would have talked on the phone anyway, or, you know, you can't watch TV or whatever that it was. So they would bring me to work and they'd make me work with them. And I was pulling microfiche to check out people's title reports. And running the MLS with the old DOS system back then. You know, that's all they had for the Board of Realtors. And they'd make me answer phone calls and take messages and sit at their broker open so that people could come through because they were out busy showing properties. And it was just something. It was great. It was good life experience. It made me who I am, the hard worker that I am. And it just, like, it gives you all this knowledge that you don't even know you're learning.
Yep.
So by the time I was 18 years old and I was out there showing homes and writing offers, I knew what escrow was. I knew what title was. I knew what an FHA loan was. You know, I heard my parents talk about it. I knew how much money that they needed to down payment, and I knew how to run mortgage payments. You know, it was something that you don't even realize that you're learning.
Yep. Okay. Well, let's get into the meat and the potatoes.
Meat and potatoes. Okay.
Deborah Lynn. Okay?
Okay. All right.
So
go.
What is your first childhood memory?
Oh, my first childhood memory. Oh, I don't know. I think it was sitting in the back of a Jeep. I lived in Illinois. I was very young, probably 2. And so, you know, back there, we live on the river. Was not in Chicago by any means. We're an hour south of that. My dad still lives there today, but in a little itty-bitty town called Wilmington, Illinois. And, you know, you drive around, and it was in the 70s, you know, late 70s, and nobody had seatbelts or anything. And so we're in this Jeep Wrangler, and I'm in the back, one of the kids, and we're all hanging off of the, you know, the roll bars,
right,
driving around town. And the lady that was driving, my mom's friend, had to do a quick stop. Something ran in front of her, I think a deer or a dog or something. And I went just shooting straight down in that Jeep, head right into, and she had a big, huge metal chain. And to this day, I actually still have a very big scar and a very big indent on the top of my forehead.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's okay. There. It's there.
Okay.
So I would say that's probably my very, I mean, you always remember trauma before anything else.
Everything. Because my first, like, real memory was a trauma, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
funny.
Uh-huh. What's your favorite movie, Deb?
Armageddon.
Okay, did not see that one coming.
No, you probably didn't,
no.
Huh? I know, and we're friends.
Bruce Willis,
I mean, we talk all the time.
And Ben Affleck.
You want to know why? You want to know why? So when my dad absolutely loved that movie. My dad's a big, huge sci-fi guy. He
yep.
loves Star Wars. He loves all of those things. And we love them too. I mean, because that's just what we did with dad,
right.
You know? And we'd go see all those movies. But for Armageddon, I had a really, really hard pregnancy with that one, with Manny.
With Manny.
The big one.
I'm telling you, Manny.
Man, he about killed me, like, literally. I had preeclampsia. I was absolutely completely toxic. And I was on bed rest. They were pushing me as far as they could possibly push me, especially with babies. The lungs don't develop as fast as little girls, and
right.
they want to take you as close to term as they can. So they put me on bed rest. And all you guys, I'm sure, listening can understand I'm an extremely hyper person just by nature. So me being on bed rest was really, really hard. And my dad was a local sheriff, and he would actually work nights at the time. At that time, he was working the night shift. So he actually would stay home with me all day long. I would get in my car and I would drive to his house, which I wasn't supposed to do, but I couldn't sit still. But I'd go there every single day, and I'd lay on his couch and we'd watch Armageddon over and over and over and over and over, because it was just his absolute favorite movie. And so it's just
stuck with you.
Yeah. Yeah,
I love that.
It's my absolute favorite.
I love that.
Yeah. And it got me through that pregnancy, and I'm still here. I didn't die, so.
Okay, so for everybody else, too, if you have watched any of our Facebook Lives, you've seen us now. You've seen how cute we are and everything. So I'm sure you've seen Debbie's pink hair.
Yes.
What made you go pink?
Well, because I had green.
Okay.
And then, which I thought was kind of cool, because not a lot of people do green. Everybody does pink. But then I really wanted to be like a pink lady, like Grease. I don't know. Okay. I don't. I'm 41. I'm a mom. I'm busy. I'm. You know.
Wanted to do something a little fun.
I just wanted to do something fun. I mean, we work. You know, we go to work. We go home. We go to work. We go home. We handle kids. We're juggling. We're dealing with clients. We're always being serious. And I just thought, let's have some fun. It's summer.
Yeah.
So I threw some pink in there.
I'm rarely serious. I find that I'm rarely serious.
I'm definitely the serious one in our relationship.
Yes,
in Marla and I's relationship, I'm definitely the serious one.
Yeah, I'm always like, no, there's no reason to be so serious.
And I'm like, could we get back to business?
I am being business.
Until I started barking on the show last week. I mean, every now and then I've got my times.
That was a lot.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that maybe a little bit of pee came out.
There's a good chance that a lot of pee came out.
There's a very good chance of that. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So let's see here. Like, okay. So let me ask you, this is our last question.
Sure. Sure.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Where do I see myself in 5 years? I want to see this show go somewhere. That's what I want. We are working so hard at it. You know, it's not like we get paid to do this show. And we put all of these things together. Being moms, it's just so important to us. I mean, anybody can be a loan officer. Anybody can be a good loan officer. And there's a lot of them out there. So this is not about us being the best loan officer that ever lived. Although I think I'm pretty good. that's not what this is about. What it's about is what's really important to us. And what's important to me is, you know, the education that I got from my parents, not realizing that they were passing it on to me, is what I'm trying to do with the show. I'm trying to get all of those millennials and even the you know, like Crystal who called earlier in the day, you know, they're in their 40s and in their 50s and they've never owned a home before. Knowing that I started so young in my career, I mean, I owned 3 homes before I was even 24 years old. You know, that was something that you can't ever you can't ask for that education. Mm-mm. You know, it's something that I just got, and I was lucky enough to fall into that. I didn't fall into massive money. I didn't fall into a huge, you know, college education. I'm 5 foot nothing tall. You know, I wasn't going to get a scholarship for any kind of, you know, a sport.
I mean, are you 5 foot?
With my flip flops on. Okay. I need that little quarter inch.
Okay. I was going to say.
I am that feisty chihuahua. But you know, I just want to see this show go somewhere. I want people to get the education, and I hope that, you know, it becomes something that's really big that, you know, that everyone can learn from and, you know, that they enjoy.
I agree. I definitely feel that way too. I think that.
I mean, I feel like I've hit my peak as far as mortgage goes. I mean, I do very well. I make a good living. I'm, you know, taking care of my kids and supporting my family, and you know that piece of that is done. And now, it's really important to take it to the next place, and that is to make sure that everybody is taking care of their family and, you know, their retirement and their future, and you know that's
just helping everybody.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel it's like my time to give back, and that's what this show is really about.
Right. Yeah. Life coach.
Yeah.
Yep. I love it.
Maybe that's what I should do.
Life coach.
I love it. Hey, moms, if you guys have questions about how to reprimand your child, call me because I've got one that's 17, 13, and 2. Pretty much sure that I've handled it. Whatever it is that you're dealing with. Yeah. Dads, if you need to know how to swaddle, I'm really good at that.
Oh, I rock at swaddling.
I do too. Do you know that they actually sell, like I just went to a baby shower last weekend and somebody got the girl that we were there for, and she's actually a past client, but a really close friend as well. And, she got something, and I was the one that was taking the notes for what she was getting so she could send the thank yous and everything. And it was a, like, pre-made swaddler.
Like, I've seen those that, like, you just put the baby in and it's already got all the little
It's already
things.
Got all, it's like, and I didn't really see what it did, but I thought, it's not hard to swaddle. Come on, guys, I'll teach you.
Oh, I learned, you know, like my first son in the hospital did the same thing. I loved it. And I actually swaddled both my kids until they were almost 1 year old.
Yeah.
Like,
all 3 of my kids, I would swaddle them, and they'd purposely, like from the day they were born, inch their arms up out of that thing. They did not want to be in it. So then I just started swaddling them from like the chest down, and they'd be very happy with that. But yeah, I mean, every kid is a little bit different, but you've got to learn how to swaddle. Come on.
Yeah.
That's an important piece. Kind of like changing the diaper, you know, if you can't get that diaper on good, it's not going to go over very well. Anyway, so there you go.
There we go. That
there you go. You guys got the inside. Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah, there's a lot more to it. You guys only got the little bitsy piece to about 19 years old, but we'll keep doing this.
I'll randomly ask you just questions throughout the.
I like it.
Throughout everything.
I like it. Yeah, just
get
start
to know everybody. Get to know us.
Yeah, you could start randomly asking me questions throughout every show. And you know what? We'll do this with you next week.
Okay.
And then I'll start randomly throwing one at you too.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. I like it. I like it. All right. So for everybody listening, this is Mortgage Mom Radio. I really hope that you guys enjoyed it. You know, we want you guys to listen. We want you to go to our podcast. We want you to download it. Go to mortgagemomradio.com. You can listen to the show. We'll have this show up at 8 a.m. for you guys to listen to. If you missed any portion of it and you want to go back and you want to hear Crystal's call, you want to hear about the news that we talked about, the pre-approvals, the bankruptcy, the 1 year after discharge, if you've had extenuating circumstances, we hit so much today in this 1 hour. It was pretty cool. But go to mortgagemomradio.com. You guys can get a hold of us there. Go to Facebook, Mortgage Mom Radio. Don't miss the radio or you will miss us. Text us, text the word mom to 474747. We'd love to answer your questions there. More than happy to. Download the phone app, you guys. It's free. I put it together for you. It's got every tool you could need. If you are going to go out and you're going to look at property, it'll run payments for you. Real estate agents, how many times your clients ask you what the payment is? I guarantee you that you don't have a calculator that's going to do mortgage insurance for FHA, mortgage insurance for USDA, and mortgage insurance based on their credit score for less than 20% down on a conventional. Download our phone app. It is free. All you've got to do is text the word mom to 474747. Yep. You're going to get a link. Click on it, save it to your home screen, whether you've got an Android or an Apple and you know, an iPhone, and you guys have a free tool to use
It's a perfect thing that when you're out there looking at a house, because you're going to have your camera and you can have the app, you can go run your payment right there and then click, call one of us and say, hey, I just fell in love with the house. I need to get this pre-approved.
Right, and there, and even on the phone app, there's an apply now button and it takes you right to our app and you can literally do your application right through that phone app. So download it. Text the word mom to 474747. And you guys will get everything that you need to have. It was a great episode. Remember, you can always call us 24 hours a day. We've always got our call service answering. We will call you back as long as it's during some normal hours.
But if you call us at 2 a.m, trust us, we will call you back the next day.
We will. You'll hear from us.
We will ask you, what in the heck were you doing at 2 a.m?
Well, you know,
thinking about
but think about it though. Sometimes your brain starts running and it's 2 a.m. and you can't sleep and you're like, oh my goodness, I need to do this. I need to buy a house.
I always have my phone right next to me and I've done that. I have put like notes in there to remind me what I need to do that next day.
Yeah.
Because
that next day you're exhausted.
Right. Because the next day I was like, I was up for something.
Right.
What? Why?
Right. Right.
It's in my notes.
Absolutely. All right. This has been Mortgage Mom Radio. We'll catch you guys all next week. And thank you so much. We'll talk to you real soon.
This has been Mortgage Mom Radio. Tune in each week as Debbie and Marla answer your toughest home buying questions, help you get financed, find the best rates, get through problem situations, and achieve the best results in your home purchase process. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 39179. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed in California by the California Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, 413-1054. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee, number MB-676-0898. Illinois 18121, Arizona 0918544, Washington ZL-39179. Texas and Nevada 3402 and 3401. While it is Movement Mortgage's practice to provide underwriting results within 6 hours of receiving the application and process loans in 7 days, extenuating circumstances may cause delays outside of this window. Debbie Marcoux is licensed by California DB 0237926, Illinois 031.0044379, Indiana 32128, Arizona 0941504, Washington MLO 237926, Texas Nevada 57237. Marla Geezer is licensed by California DB 0669357, Indiana 32104, Illinois 031.0044551, Arizona 0941503, Nevada 57291, WAMLO 669357.